Well, Ken McKenna, a 2-1 defeat to a York side after 9 straight successive defeats for them. That must be so disappointing for you.
It is disappointing. You know, we've come here today positive. We've gone with a positive side. We have been playing 3 at the back in a couple of games, but, you know, they've been on a bad run. And we've come here thinking that we can win the game, and that's what we've set up to do.
We all said the first goal was going to be vital, and you had a couple of chances, Aaron Woodig, 1-on-1, before they scored with a free header.
Yeah. Well, it's you know, the couple of little things that we worked on. We played against the wind, obviously, and we thought that we might be able to get in down the sides of them. And we've got Aaron in 1v1, and you know, on another day he puts that away, and you know, puts a different slant on the game as it was. He never put it away, and then they go to the other end and score off a second phase off a free kick. A lad's big centre half's completely lost his marker. And they're the little things that we're talking about. That's what the boss is doing now. He's sitting in the changing rooms. You know, we don't think we're a bad side. We don't think we've got a bad squad. It's just them little lapses in concentration. And we've had a couple of them today. And we've been punished for it. And, you know, towards the end of the game, we've battled in. We've kept going to the end. We've scored a good goal. And, you know, I thought that we probably should have got a draw with the efforts that we put in at the end. We've had, I think, a couple cleared off the line today. I don't know what happened, the one with the Aaron Wildig at the end, because I was jumping up, I thought it was in.
The second goal for him, that was a real killer, wasn't it? Just 6 minutes into the second half, as you were trying to get back into the game.
Yeah, they've broke on us, and you know, things we've talked about. You know, it's a difficult one to take that. Because you know these threats, you know where they're going to come from, and we've been done. A little bit too easy. And again, they're the things that we've got to sort out. If we want to get in the... you know, the right half of the table into a good position, them little things, them little lapses, we've got to cut them out.
It's a busy time for you now as well. Christmas is a busy time for every club. But Mansfield on Boxing Day, you've got to cut those mistakes out, haven't you?
Yeah, of course we have. I mean, you know, we're very thorough on every opposition that we play. All the work was done yesterday afternoon for the game today. And when I went home last night, I started looking at Mansfield just to get a little bit of a head start, because we've got to look at Mansfield, not County Wycombe. In a short space of time, you know, to try and give the lads as much information as we can to help them out on a day. So, yeah, we're disappointed. There's nobody disappointed in us, and we'll get a bit of stick. You know, people will look at it. You've come to bottom of the league, but they're a different side than they have been. They've got a couple of loans in from the Premier League Championship. They've got a couple of experienced players back, and they're fighting for their lives. And they fought hard today for every single ball. And I thought we fought hard. We just made a couple of mistakes. We've been dumped by a couple of mistakes. We've got to take it on the chin. We've got to learn from it, you know. But we've got a good group of players here. We've got a good squad. And it's up to us to get them up for the next one, which we will. And hopefully we can get a couple of wins and get us into the right half of the table, as I've said.
We all noticed that you kept the players in for quite a while after the game. Were there some harsh words said?
It's difficult to say harsh. It's not harsh. We want to learn, you know, and we've got to take responsibility, all of us, you know, and we're talking about them little lapses, and we're talking about us cutting them out, you know, and that's why the boss has kept them in a little bit. And we've discussed it with the players, what they think, and, you know, we've discussed them little errors that we keep getting done for. And, you know, as I say, we need to cut them out, and that's what we're working to do, and that's why we've had a lengthy discussion after the game. But we haven't been throwing any teacups around or anything. Everybody knows that doesn't work.